Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Christina Camp and Amanda Spade from the Cisney Rehabilitation Center. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the new year.
How are you doing? Good morning.
All right. So, what is going on at the Cisney Rehabilitation Center that we need to know about that has prompted you to come in bright and early this early in the year? What?
We are having our annual St. Jude's fundraiser.
Okay.
It's going to be January 19th at the Cisney Community Center. We're having a biscuit and gravy breakfast.
Ooh, biscuits and gravy. And
we're going to have a whole bunch of homemade baked items.
Oh, okay. Homemade baked items.
We're big on food over there.
Okay. So, Christina, you can bring the food home as well as eat there, right?
Of course.
And then Amanda, is that it? Is just a food related thing?
No. Every year at this event, we have a huge silent auction. We have been very blessed over the years with great support for the community. And so this year, like past years, we have a huge amount of silent auction items coming up.
Okay.
You can come in, bid on your auctions. You can stay for a while, or we can call and let you know that you won.
All right.
It's great to stay till the end, because then you can watch out. Someone tries to outbid you, you're right there.
You're right there.
You want to get your bids in to win. That's right. That's right. The great thing about a silent auction is the end.
All right. So, Christina, what time does it start on the 19th?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
7 a.m.
Yes. And we'll run until about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
9:30, 10 o'clock-ish. It's got a soft ending, right?
Right. It just depends on how many people are there.
Okay. All right. It is the St. Jude's fundraiser, the annual St. Jude's fundraiser, right? At the Cisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. It is coming up on Saturday, January 19th. You're going to find out what they're going to have in the silent auction besides the biscuits and gravy for breakfast in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Spade from the Cisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. I'm getting that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. About the Chloe's Promise St. Jude fundraiser coming up on Saturday, January 19th. It's from 7 to around 9:30 a.m. And it's at the Cisney Community Center, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not going to have it at the Rehabilitation Center, at the Cisney Community Center. That's where you need to go for breakfast.
You can always stop by, though, and say hello.
You can stop by.
We would love that.
Oh, okay. You go to the fundraiser, you get your silent auction item, then you stop by the...
Absolutely.
The Rehabilitation Center. Look what you all helped me get. So, what is Chloe's Promise, Amanda?
So Chloe's Promise is our own foundation, our way to give back to St. Jude's Hospital. St. Jude's is a very personal mission for us. Our owner, Mark Peterson, his daughter Chloe, was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer at a well baby checkup, of all things, when she was very, very tiny. They realized that she had a little bit of a knot on her stomach, sent her to a specialist. They ended up at St. Jude's. Today, she is a happy, healthy, wonderful young lady going into college, did really well. But St. Jude's provides all of their services absolutely free, no charge to families.
Right.
So we love supporting that. Over the years, Chloe's done clothing fashion shows, been involved in a lot of their fundraisers. So in all of our tiny communities, we bring this together. And over the years, we've helped buy lab equipment for quicker testing. We've bought iPads for the older kids that are there. It can be hard to be in the hospital away from your friends. And so it's nice for us to give back. We've always had this option where if they come to us with a need, because we have money in the fund, we can help them out. So we've provided hundreds of thousands of gas cards and food cards for families from this area who were traveling there. And we even have several employees who have kids that were St. Jude's babies.
Oh.
So pretty personal to us. We love supporting them.
Cool. All right. And so, Christina, what do you think about the Chloe's Promise? Is this like the highlight of the beginning of your year?
It is a good way to start off the year. It just feels good, you know, to raise money.
Right.
For St. Jude's.
St. Jude's, and you're helping out.
It's like we're a small town, but we can do a lot. We've raised over $5,000 in the past 3 years.
So. Oh, really?
Yay!
We've got a great community.
That's a lot of biscuits and gravy. All right, so the fundraiser is on Saturday, January 19th. Starts at 7 a.m. Biscuits and gravy start you off. Who's making the biscuits and gravy?
I am putting our administrator in charge of that. She's probably one of the best cooks in all of Wayne County.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Pam knocks it out of the park all the time.
All
love
right.
Her food.
So we just get Pam?
Yeah. Pam and everyone else that'll be helping
Pam
sell those biscuits.
With a last name to be named later. Oh.
We can always give a little plug for Pam McSpissy.
Oh, okay. All right. So Pam is mixing up the biscuits and gravy. And what else? Is there going to be other things to eat immediately?
Yes, she's also bringing some cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, cinnamon rolls.
And we have several people from the community that are bringing in baked goods. So
oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
That can be eaten at the breakfast, right?
And coffee and juice and milk.
And coffee and juice.
You got to have coffee.
Oh, yeah.
At 7 a.m. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, you want to stay on top of that whole
absolutely
silent auction bidding. So, then will all of the, now, do you have just item after item, or are there baskets for the silent auction, or what is
it? We have a variety of things. We have items. We have gift certificates.
Okay.
Just all sorts of different stuff we're going to have there.
All right. So what is the best item you have so far? Because I know you haven't gone to Flora yet, right?
Oh, and this is hard because you have so much great stuff. Like, it's hard to narrow it down.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, like, the top 10. I don't know.
Well, we'll go through them all. No.
All right.
I just want to know what the thing
my
is.
My personal favorite would be the motel stay at Drury Inn. It's any Drury Inn in the whole country.
Oh, okay.
And you get a free night stay.
A free night stay. All right. Well, you know, you're going to have to pay for it, but you're paying for it goes to St. Jude's, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So any Drury Inn in the United States?
Yay. Yes.
Cool. All right. So what else is there in there?
We have tickets to Holiday World.
Oh, Holiday World, because, you know.
You're already planning your summer vacation anyway. You want to get out of the cold weather.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to make a trip to Santa Claus Land.
Yes.
All right, so Holiday World tickets are up for grabs as well. What else?
We have tickets to the Evansville Otters minor league baseball team.
Ooh, okay. Go to see the Otters in the historic stadium.
I haven't been there, but it sounds like
I've heard great things. I've heard that they have a huge fan base there.
Right,
really growing.
They do. So those games are and the Otter comes out. And
can't miss that part of the game.
That's right. And you get to sit where in seats where, you know, they filmed parts of A League of Their Own.
There you go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, all right. What other items do you got?
We have a $50 gift certificate to Casey's.
Ooh.
So you can fill up on gas and get pizza.
And pizza. And, you know, a new Casey's is coming to Fairfield, so.
Oh, really?
All right.
Grand opening. They're going to build a Casey's between Maine and Delaware. So, and.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Expanding out.
So you'll be ready when they eventually get done.
You can save that gas card, you'll be ready.
Hopefully. They'll break ground in the spring.
Oh.
All right. And so how did you get. Christina, how did you get all of these items? Who wrangled them all up?
Well, those I did online. Typed in donations and.
She's wonderful at going out there and finding things just from different areas. I know over the years her list has kind of grown. So she's been great to reach out to different zoos and museums and different groups. And I think as soon as you talk to Christina, you're like, yep, I'm in.
Okay.
So she's great at that.
All right. We are going to take a break. We'll talk more about some of the items up in the silent auction for Chloe's Promise, the St. Jude's fundraiser on Saturday, January 19th from 7 to around 9:30 at the Sisney Community Center in Sisney. Just a moment.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Generous people are attractive. And guess what? Attractive people have a tendency to prosper. I'm not talking about physically attractive. I'm talking about attractive. Someone you like. Someone when you meet them, it makes you smile. When you leave having met with them, you leave better than when you met with them. Selfish people, when you leave having met with them, you want to take a shower. I mean, it's like, got something on me here. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Spade from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. We're talking about the Chloe's Promise St. Jude fundraiser coming up on Saturday, January 19th. It's from 7 to 9:30 at the Sisney Community Center. It starts with biscuits and gravy and other baked breakfast items. Then the silent auction takes place, and we've been talking about some of the things in the silent auction. So, Amanda, what have you seen in the silent auction that you're definitely going to bid on?
Oh, so many good things. This will be a tough choice to figure out, narrow it down. We have tickets to the Repertory Theater, the Rep, in St. Louis. These are great tickets. So it's two tickets for Oslo. You can pick your date between February 7th and February 17th. So just a great little early spring trip. The Evansville Museum has donated four admission tickets and four of the Coke Immersion Theater tickets. So you get to go see your show.
Ooh.
That's a great museum, too.
It is a really nice museum.
Okay. Just fantastic. There are tickets to the Mesker Park Zoo and Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. Also phenomenal.
But if you're going to go to Mesker Park, just realize you're going to be climbing some hills.
Absolutely.
Day.
It's a lot of walking.
Somehow everything is uphill.
Yes, yes. We went on a very windy day one day, and we just let the wind push us up and down the hills.
That's
it worked out well. But at the end of the day, yeah, if you're pushing a stroller or carrying some bags, it'll get to you.
Yeah.
Take your step counter that day, because you'll get your steps in.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
St. Louis Zoo, though, is much... much smoother.
Yes.
Although
yeah.
there are some
flat.
Hills.
Yes. It is definitely, it's like when you go to the ski slope thing and they have like the little bunny slope and then like the advanced.
Right.
It's kind of a midline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Midline zoo there.
Okay.
Christina's also got us some tickets to the Creation Museum in Kentucky. That is a unique place to visit. It's on my bucket list. And they gave two 2-day passes. Yay.
Wow.
She's gotten us tickets to the Missouri Botanical Gardens, the Magic House in St. Louis, mm-hmm. Just a whole slew. And she has been picking up stuff right, left, and sideways. So
okay.
a All lot right. coming in.
Nothing from the zoo in St. Louis, though, huh?
No, well,
those stingy
free.
People.
Yeah, I know. Free. We should get them to parking. Donate the parking.
The donate the parking. That would be a thing.
You just got to go early and then park in Forest Park.
You know, don't you have to pay extra for the children's area?
Oh, yeah, for the little
yeah,
little petting zoo.
Yeah, and the train, which you have to do the train.
The train. You have to do the train.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Have to see the show with the sea lions.
See, our kids are grown and gone now, but even with them gone, we'll go to the St. Louis Zoo and still pay to go pet the little goats and the animals at the petting zoo. We'll be the only, like, 40-year-olds back there.
You mean that's supposed to be frowned on?
Yeah, I hope not, because I'm always getting the little pellets. You got to be young at heart, I think.
Right. Well, you know, it's another quarter toward the
there you go.
Upkeep of the goats. All right. So what about local businesses? Have local businesses been and
yes, you know, pitching in, I think they're getting used to me calling them every year. And, you know, they already know, it's about time for Christina to call. So
got Christina on the calendar. It's about that time. All right. So what have you gotten from local businesses?
Well, we're getting TT Nails and Tans is giving us a good gift certificate.
Okay.
So you can go there and pamper yourself.
Okay. So is it a gift certificate or is it for something in particular?
It's a gift
particular?
Certificate.
Okay. So
I believe it's $100, but
wow.
I don't remember exactly. Yes.
That's a lot of pampering.
Yes. They've always been very supportive.
A great Valentine gift idea, guys.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Hey. That's planning ahead, and we don't do that.
So you'll be ahead of the game this year. And, you know, if you buy something for your lady, there's also some items coming from AutoZone, Mideast Supply, Lemon Chevy, John's Butcher Block, just a little bit of everything. Ooh. Something for you too, guys.
John's Butcher Block.
There you go.
There's things for guys too. So girls, you can shop for Valentine's Day as well.
That's right. And we do plan ahead.
And you do plan ahead. You're thinking that.
That's right.
All right. So what is the AutoZone certificate? What are we talking on an amount there?
It's going to be a toolbox.
It's a toolbox.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then John's Butcher Block is a
gift certificate.
It's a gift certificate.
So it's whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what is the gift certificate amount?
$20.
$20. That will buy a lot of steak.
I'll take it.
And steak.
Yes.
It's always right.
And Christina's got a whole list of places that she'll be picking things up. We've had a lot of great calls from everywhere. Taco Tiro, Wainwright Propane, the printing and graphics. The hospital has always been wonderful for us donating. I believe that a lot of the medical clinics will donate every year. Mm-hmm. So she will be mighty busy filling her vehicle over and over.
There's going to be people bringing in baskets and stuff, and they haven't brought it in yet. So I'm not sure exactly what all is going to be there. But
okay,
it's fun to have that surprise, you know.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Spade about the Chloe's Promise St. Jude fundraiser coming up on Saturday, January 19th. It's sponsored by Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, and it is from 7 to 9:30-ish at the Sisney Community Center on January 19th. We'll talk more about it in just a moment here on the Community Connection.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh running America.
Loved by many.
And I am Talk Radio. You have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Spade from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. And we're talking about Chloe's Promise St. Jude's fundraiser coming up on Saturday, January 19th. It's from 7 to 9:30 at the Sisney Community Center in Sisney, Illinois. America, salute. What? Now you're laughing at me. I'm just trying to get them to laugh.
There you go.
Okay. And it's biscuit and gravy breakfast and then silent auction. Besides showing up, is there anything people need to do?
Well, Christina, if anyone would like to bring some baked good items, we will accept those. You can either bring them to the facility, you know, the end of the week, or you can bring them early in the morning, day of.
Okay. All right. Bring them
as you're going anyway to the breakfast. So.
Okay. So put them on the table next to the biscuits.
I'm hoping to get enough baked good items that we have so many that we'll have to put some in the silent auction.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll have to bid on them.
Absolutely. Great way to get a few little extra baked goods.
Okay. All right. You pick up a plate of biscuits and gravy and put down a plate of whatever your favorite
is. Cookies or treats, yes. We'll also be taking donations right up to the day of the event. We have so many great families, past family members who've had a loved one stay with us. Our staff get involved. We've just had really great donations, but we will take those from anyone. If you've been touched by St. Jude's or want to help support them and you want to put something cute together, the sky is the limit. We've had baskets of every shape, size, and kind over the years. Kids items go over really well as any kind of craft item. You guys have had great craft items donated. Very crafty people.
All right.
Over there. And yeah,
people love those, you know, big wooden signs and all that, and the windows. And
right.
Absolutely.
It just surprised me when windows became, and now ladders. Now we're putting ladders up on our wall, old ladders.
I've seen people repurpose things just in amazing different ways. You know, it used to be things that you would donate, and now you see them where people want to buy bricks and old windows and old signs, just things that, normally would have kind of been refuse, and now people are, hey, no, I'm going to recycle that and make it something great.
All right, so let's talk about the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. So things going good there? Christina?
Yes, we are. We're taking a break. We had a very busy December, uh-huh. So now it's like rest month.
Okay. The holidays are always very busy for this little home. Just a lot of different family members in. You guys have been really blessed with great interaction from the community, art shows, kids coming in, carolers.
Yes, we had a bunch of churches, and the school came in several times, and mm-hmm. we just had all sorts of volunteers in December.
Okay.
We do throughout the year. December just seems to be extra busy.
So for a rest, you've decided to, you know, call every business and ask for a donation.
That's right. the rest involves all of the fundraiser
and
stuff.
And then Vic's breakfast for the entire community.
That's right.
That's what we call a rest at Sisney Rehab.
That's cooling down for you.
That's right.
All right. So what have you got on tap for this year? What do you have anything?
Well, something we have been doing the past couple of months, we've started doing a story time once a month.
Okay.
So Head Start is coming this month for the first time. And so Head Start and the other kids that have been coming every month are going to come, and we read stories and we do crafts with them. And it's great to see the residents interact with the kids. And, like, we'll have crayons on the table, and they'll teach them which ones are which colors and all that. So it's just really neat to see.
Any kind of intergenerational activity with them. I mean, they love to give back to the community because the community gives so much to us. And it's just wonderful. You know, they kind of feel like they've been adopted by the whole town.
Right, right. Okay, and I know you do trips. Are you planning anything trip-wise?
We need to go to Walmart again.
Oh, yes. Always Walmart.
But we're planning on maybe going to Barbed Wire Grill. They had talked about that.
Oh,
so
yeah?
We need to plan that, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Once the weather gets warm, it'll be so nice to be out and about doing fishing. And we'll have Valentine's Day events coming up, and then it'll be St. Patrick's Day. It just seems like it just all of a sudden, yeah, we think we're getting a break, but it'll be Easter before you know it.
See, now, last time I talked to you, Christina, I think fishing was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So how did that go?
We caught
Went
one fish. One person caught a fish.
Yay!
Woohoo! So you didn't get skunked.
No. It was fun. And we saw all the hummingbirds.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a nice day. It was good breeze, and it was just fun, relaxing. And
it wasn't too hot.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Everybody wore their sunscreen, right?
it's usually not too warm for the residents over
there.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got fishing on the schedule for later this year, right?
We've got to break our record.
Absolutely.
Oh, and we also just, we've entered the chili contest at Farmer T's Restaurant in Sisney the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And we won again.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
So we are the reigning champions the last 2 years.
2 years running. Going for the three-peat this year, huh?
That's right. The trifecta. The triple crown.
Okay. All right. It is the Chloe's Promise St. Jude fundraiser. Comes up Saturday, January 19th. It's from 7 to 9:30-ish a.m. at the Sisney Community Center. And if you want to make a donation, do they call you Christina?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your number?
Tell you what else they call me.
Okay. You can call over at 618-673-2177. You could ask for Christina if she's out and about, which she may be. You can always talk with Pam or Gina, so they can help you out too.
Okay. And if you want to bring something that day, just bring it, huh?
Just bring it on in.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to know?
Just that everybody needs to come out. Yep. Block your time, mark your calendar, save the day, put it in your phone, whatever kind of calendar you use, and set your reminders.
All right. It is Saturday, January 19th from 7 to 9:30 a.m. at the Sisney Community Center. Starts with biscuits and gravy, and then the silent auction will take place after that. Thanks, ladies, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for today.